Welcome back. I'm Tom Hall. It's Midday on Theater, joined now live with Judy Russick, our film critic, or our theater critic, rather. And Judy, thank you so much for that wonderful conversation with Andre DeShields. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was a lot of fun for me too, Tom.
So we want to talk about a musical that's at the Hippodrome Theater, Tootsie. Of course, Tootsie, a very famous movie. Does the stage musical make any big changes? I mean, obviously they had to add songs, but does the story change at all or anything else change?
The story does change. This is a movie from 1982. I'm sure you remember it starred Dustin Hoffman. He played an actor named Michael who couldn't get hired as an actor. So he pretends to be an actress named Dorothy, and he winds up starring in a daytime soap opera. That's the movie. In the stage show, the TV soap opera is turned into a Broadway musical instead. So you have a musical about a musical. It's a very smart change. The script is by Robert Horn, and it won the 2019 Tony Award. The musical within a musical is a sequel to Romeo and Juliet, in which Juliet survives. Dorothy gets hired to play the nurse. The show is called Juliet's Curse, but Dorothy essentially takes charge, and the title gets changed to Juliet's Nurse. And there are other differences from the movie. The musical eliminates the character of an older man who falls in love with Dorothy. It replaces him with a dim-witted reality TV star who falls for Dorothy, which amazes even him. And there's smaller changes. But the musical within a musical is the major change. It's very clever. I brought a clip of a song about opening night of Juliet's Nurse. All the characters have opening night jitters. The song is called The Most Important Night of My Life. The score is really brassy. You'll hear that. It's by David Yazbek. He also wrote the score for The Full Monty, and Tootsie's score reminds me a lot of that one. There are no recordings available of the touring company. This is from the Broadway cast album. Let's listen.
It's 6:15 in the morning, and my clock's going beep, beep, beep. Shoes on, I'm dressed, no rest, because I never really got to sleep.
All night, jaw tight, eyes wide, waiting for the day to come.
My heartbeat, boom, 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 and like a big bass drum.
Can't believe the show's gonna open tonight.
This is the most important night. The most important night. The most important night of my life.
All right, a little energy there. That's the Broadway cast singing The Most Important Night of My Life from Tootsie. The national tour is at the Hippodrome Theater here in Baltimore through Sunday. The show would seem, Judy, to hinge on how convincing the lead actor is, you know, when his character pretends to be Dorothy, the way Dustin Hoffman did in the movie. How convincing is the lead in this show?
Tom, he's a newcomer named Drew Becker, and he does relatively well. The way that he's directed by Dave Solomon, the character is a lot less obnoxious than Dustin Hoffman was. Becker makes him basically a decent guy. He just turned 40. He can't catch a break. The irony is that Michael has gotten in trouble with directors before because he goes overboard finding his character's truth, even if that character's a tomato in a commercial. Now, Michael has violated his own basic principle by living a lie. He's pretending to be a woman. So how convincing is Drew Becker as Dorothy? Well, William Ivy Long's costumes and the late Paul Huntley's wigs are a big help. But Becker uses a little too much falsetto, and that's a giveaway. Even so, he comes across likable enough for the audience to suspend some disbelief, maybe not as much as the other cast members in Juliet's Nurse. There's a number in the first act called I Like What She's Doing. I'm going to play that for you. You'll hear how impressed the others are by Dorothy. Let's listen.
I trust you completely, so does the whole cast. We like what you're doing.
She's got something special that makes you engage.
It's almost electric when she hits the stage.
And I can't explain it. She's taking this turkey and making it work.
And I can't tell you how, but honey,
that's I Like What She's Doing by the Broadway cast of Tootsie. The touring production of that show is at the Hippodrome Theater. So, Judy, tell us about the other performances. You mentioned a new character as well, huh?
Right. That's the silly reality TV star. Lucas James Miller plays him as kind of a good-hearted lunkhead. He actually makes you feel a little sorry for him at the end. Michael's roommate is played by Jared David Michael Grant. He sings a very funny I Told You So song. I should say it's heavily laced with profanity. Peyton Riley plays a close friend of Michael's. She's also very funny. She speeds through a patter song called What's Gonna Happen. And Ashley Alexander is very sweet as Dorothy's co-star who plays Juliet and Juliet's nurse. But Tom, this is a non-union cast. And unfortunately, instead of going for their own truth, the supporting actors tend to overplay to exaggerate their roles.
And the movie, of course, had a feminist theme. So, Judy, what do you think? I mean, does this stage musical continue that feminist theme? Is it just a, you know, funny romp? How do they handle that?
Well, the theme is still there, maybe a little more so and a little updated. Michael's roommate criticizes him for taking a job as a woman away from a woman. On opening night at the Hippodrome, that line got applause. And Michael also realizes that, as he puts it, being a woman is no job for a man. So there's a little bit of thematic heft. But yes, mostly it's a romp with a gender switch that's just barely credible.
All right, Tootsie's at the Hippodrome Theater through the 5th of December. And we've got information about tickets and all that stuff at WIPR.org/midday. By the way, you must show proof of vaccination in order to attend, and you'll wear a mask during the performance. So, Judy, I do want to ask you about the great Stephen Sondheim, a person that you knew, a person you studied and wrote about a lot. Of course, he's the brilliant Broadway musical composer and lyricist. He died last Friday at the age of 91. You were connected with him during your years as a theater critic at The Sun. I even tweeted a photograph of you and Mr. Sondheim together. What was it like to be in the room with him? What kind of a person was he, and how do you assess his legacy?
Well, as you've pointed out many times before, Tom, I am a major Stephen Sondheim fan, and I could go on at length, and I actually do that in an op-ed that I've written for The Sun. I interviewed Stephen Sondheim in Washington in 2002. I have to tell you, I was a nervous wreck. It was also challenging because he didn't like being interviewed. He was very intense. He would close his eyes when he talked, but when he really got into his subject, he answered in a very thorough and thoughtful way, and sometimes he even smiled. We talked a lot about mentoring. Oscar Hammerstein II was his great mentor. Sondheim himself mentored many young composers. I feel that more than anyone else in the field, Stephen Sondheim proved that Broadway musicals could be and do almost anything. I mean, Sweeney Todd is about a bloodthirsty barber, and it has some music that would be right at home in a classic horror movie. Follies, these are two of my favorites. Follies is about a reunion of decades of former Follies showgirls, and the songs they sing reflect each girl's heyday. He wrote about squandered promise in Merrily We Roll Along. He wrote about artistic genius in Sunday in the Park with George. His music always took us into his characters' heads, and then it lodged in ours. There's a song, Tom, in Merrily We Roll Along called Opening Doors. Stephen Sondheim opened doors that others didn't even know were there. I'm talking about subjects and themes and musical and theatrical forms. And he led the way for new generations of Broadway writers to go through those doors and to open even more.
Yeah, he was a precedent breaker and an incredible, incredible gift and artist. As a matter of fact, he's going to be much in the thoughts of folks now. There's a new movie of West Side Story. And of course, that was one of his collaborations with the great Leonard Bernstein. So I appreciate your sharing your thoughts about him. And you did, as you mentioned, write a piece about Stephen Sondheim, which will be posted on the Sun website sometime today. I don't think it's up quite yet, but it'll be up a little bit later.
Actually, it is there, and it'll be in the Sun again in print on Sunday. So I get a chance to talk a little bit more about my love affair with the music of Stephen Sondheim.
Oh, that's great. Well, we look forward to it. Last time you checked, it wasn't there, but I'm glad it's there now. Well, Judy, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Happy holidays, and we'll see you next time.
All the same to you, Tom.
That's it for us today. Coming up Monday, Dr. Lena Wen will join me for the December edition of the Midday Health Watch. COVID-19 infections are surging again. We'll talk about why, and we'll talk about the Omicron variant, and how to stay safe when gathering with family and friends during the holiday season. So Dr. Lena Wen joins me Monday on Midday. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknell. Mallory Pinkard-Pierre is our supervising producer. Rob Sivak, our senior producer. Jamila Krempel is WIPR's digital content director. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Reveal is up next after news at the top of the hour, so stay tuned. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.